So I went to the 27th chapter. Go with me. 27th chapter of the book of Matthew. This is only one of four records of the resurrection of Christ. Excuse me, the crucifixion and then the resurrection of Christ. And I started really studying Matthew chapter 27. And I looked at verse 33, and when they were come into a place called Golgotha, or Golgoth, which we can refer to as Calvary, which the scriptures really teach was the place where they took the pole. The place, by the way, that phrase is used in these records of the crucifixion of Christ. The place as something special. Topos in the Greek, meaning the place. People knew where it was. The place. And they gave him vinegar to drink, verse 34, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. And they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, look at this phrase, underline this verse. And sitting down, they watched him there. Who? A group of people with the centurion. Verse 54, and when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw. And so from verse 36 to verse 54, these that were sitting beside the centurion were watching. You can read it later. There are 37 things that they saw. They saw they give him with the pole the sponge full of vinegar. They saw the three on the cross. They saw everything that's described there. 37 different things. Look at the last part of verse 27. Chapter 27. I'm running over this quickly, but look here at verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. They saw that. Verse 51, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. They saw that. Now look at the next verse. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which were asleep rose. They didn't see that. Why? Verse 53, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. So they didn't see that. That was 3 days later. So you can jump from verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Now skip over to verse 54. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earth quake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And it hit me. Why would a centurion standing at the foot of the cross with spear in hand say, truly, that was the Son of God? What made him different than the thief on the left or the thief on the right? They all were crucified on this spot. What was it? They saw the veil of the temple rent from top to bottom. You know how they could see? Well, the temple was 21 stories high. The entrance way, the door, was 5 stories high. It was a pilgrim feast day, Pesach or Passover, and so on pilgrim feast days, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, they would open the door to the holy place so the pilgrims could see in. And it was open, and that veil of the temple, this thick as my hand, was 5 stories high. And they were standing at the foot of the cross, and they saw the veil ripped from top to bottom. Let's say this is the temple. Let's say this is the Holy of Holies. Let's say this is the veil of the temple. Let's say that speaker is the Mount of Olives. And the Holy Sepulcher would be right here. Behind the temple, to the west of the temple. No way you could see the veil of the temple from here. Here's Gordon's Calvary, to the north of the temple. There's a wall. No way you could see the veil of the temple from here. There's only one place you could see the veil of the temple. Right here, on the Mount of Olives. Before the Lord, 3,000 feet away from the Holy of Holies. And that centurion and all of them that were witnesses with him watched as the veil of the temple rent from top to bottom, giving access to the Holy of Holies. And they said, truly, that was the Son of God. You know what happened within 40 days? A multitude of priests, Acts chapter 6, verse 7, turned to Jesus Christ. 28,000 priests. What's a multitude? I don't know. Half of them? Why did they churn? They'd studied Leviticus for 28 years. What caused them to churn? They saw the veil of the temple rent from top to bottom. And they couldn't deal with it. And Jesus Christ gave us access into the presence of the glory of God. Now, where was it? Well, it was on the Temple Mount. What? Oh, yes. The Temple Mount is where the temple was. But it extended across that bridge. That's part of the Temple Mount. It extended to the Mount of Olives. That was part of the Temple Mount. Jesus Christ was crucified on the Temple Mount like the red heifer, fulfilling that prophecy. The Temple Mount where sacrifice started, the Garden of Eden. The ultimate sacrifice took place. Same spot. And with that, I'll leave you hanging until tomorrow. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Just the study of sacrifice today lifts up our Savior Jesus Christ, one willing, God's person, the ultimate, to give us eternal life. That provision. We can use all the fig leaves we can find. We can bring all of the first fruits of our harvests to Him. There is human dung, Paul says in Philippians 3. He said, I cast him as human dung that I may know him, the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed unto his death. The ultimate, better than lambs, goats, bulls, and red heifers. And it all started in the Garden of Eden and concludes at the same spot. Thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word and for the reality of your sacrifice for me and for all who come unto him. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.